And the New York Police Department hasn't been able to figure out who specifically trained an officer accused in the 2014 chokehold death of an unarmed black man because police academy records for his class didn't list instructors for individual cadets, the department said on Thursday. The lack of clarity is making it harder for a police watchdog agency to prepare for Officer Daniel Pantaleo's disciplinary hearing in trial in May in the death of Eric Garner. Civilian Complaint Review Board lawyer Suzanne O'Hare told an administrative judge that she has to figure out who of up to 50 possible witnesses should testify. Pantaleo, who is white, is charged with reckless use of a chokehold and intentional use of a chokehold in Garner's July 2014 death in Staten Island. If convicted, he could face punishment ranging from the loss of vacation days to firing from the department. Joining us on the line live is Gwen Carr, who is the mother of Eric Garner. And she, I assume, attended today's hearing.
Yes, that's correct.
Welcome.
I'm always at the hearings.
Welcome, Gwen Carr, to WBAI. Thanks for joining us on such short notice. What did you see at this and hear at this hearing, and was it what you expected?
Yeah, somewhat it was what I expected. What happened was the judge wanted both sides to come with, to make sure that they had everything in place, that they had their witnesses in place for May. And to ask some questions that was unanswered at the last hearing. And it was a very short hearing, although Officer Pantaleo was not there today. He was excused from today's hearing.
Now, what do you, you know, here we have someone, your son, who is who died under these conditions, with many of us have seen on video, was collected by a person who was later arrested after he took the video and sent to prison despite his acting as a good citizen and being courageous enough to take that video. We saw that chokehold. We heard, "I can't breathe," and saw nobody help. This is a terrible thing to revisit time and time again, and the idea that you have to do that is horrifying to many. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's hard, but it's necessary. I want to see the officers, not only Danny Pantaleo, but all the officers who was involved in my son's death that day, to stand accountable for their misconduct. And they're only talking about bringing up charges against Pantaleo, which is not even the NYPD who's bringing up the charges, it's the CCRB. And it took so many months for the NYPD to give a file number so that they could bring these charges against Pantaleo. And ironically, on the day before the anniversary of the fourth commemoration of my son, they handed down a file number. They had a big press conference and said they're going to go ahead with the trial, which they could have done 4 years ago. Actually, Danny Pantaleo should have been fired 4 years ago. But they kept letting him pad his pension. They let him get vested. He had 8 years on the job at the time. Now he has 12 years, so he's vested. And he's collecting a paycheck, six-figure paycheck, so they say, on administrative duty. How do you do that? I need that job.
What that said, and we have a report here, he made $98,000 last year, according to public records. What does that tell you? What have you learned about how New York City and the NYPD deals with cases like the one that involved your son?
You know, they look the other way. They tend to sweep things under the rug if you're not actually seeing it. Like, if Ramsey Otto hadn't have took that video, this whole thing would have went a different way, because we had people who lied on official reports of what actually happened that day. We had people who did not de-escalate the situation, like Sergeant O'Donnell. She was there. She was in charge. She could have de-escalated the situation at any time, and she did nothing. So all of those officers need to lose their jobs. And they haven't even scheduled a hearing date or going forward with Sergeant O'Donnell. So I'm asking, what's that about?
Yeah.
When is that going to happen?
The issue of cover-up has come up time and time again in your case and in others. We had, who recently passed, Nicholas Hayward, senior, who talked about his son who died in the Gowanus housing project,
yes.
and who talked mm-hmm. repeatedly about how the DAs just refused to follow these stories, refused to follow these cases, and tried to cover them up.
And that's so true. So true. That's why I asked the media to please to keep this open, to keep this alive, so that the because a lot of people don't understand what's going on. They don't understand that it's not the NYPD who is going to prosecute Pandaleo. It's the CCRB. And the NYPD is not doing anything. And every time I try to do anything to get transparency on Pandaleo, what happened is the de Blasio administration would block it. We got a judge to say that Pandaleo's record should be released, should be made transparent. They blocked it with the 50A. I mean, it's always something to try to block. I mean, officers should not be above the law. They should be there to protect and serve us, not above the law when they do something wrong. When they do something as callous as this, they supposed to pay the consequence.
Thank you very much, Gwen Carr, for joining us on such short notice at WBAI, and we'll definitely be following this case more closely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have a good day. And that was Gwen Carr, mother of Eric Garner.